Right now, it's time for today's midday interview. I'm Rachel Lewis Hilburn, sitting in for Jamila Erickson. And joining me today to talk about the Boiling Spring Lakes third annual Fire in the Lakes Festival is Angie Carl, who is a fire specialist with the Nature Conservancy, and Brian Council, who is a district ranger with the North Carolina Forest Service. Welcome, Angie and Brian.
Thank you, Rachel.
Thank you.
Great to have you here. Why don't you start, Angie, by telling me what is the Fire in the Lakes Festival?
Well, the Fire in the Lakes Festival was put together to promote controlled burning and to promote awareness of wildfire potential in the area, which we are very fire prone, and we do a lot of burns for the ecological reasons, also to help prevent large-scale wildfires.
So we've got this controlled burn protocol, which has their ecological reasons behind it. How did you get the idea of building a festival around that?
Well, we do a lot of burning around the city of Boiling Spring Lakes, and as people have seen recently, there's been a lot of burns going on all around Wilmington as well. By the smoke, you can smell. So we wanted to make people aware of why we were doing it and what was actually going on. So we wanted to do a burn for the public, and we're like, well, why not build a festival around it and actually have materials there to promote what we're doing and also to educate people so they can understand why it's being done.
So there's actually going to be a controlled burn that you begin at this festival.
For the last 2 years, there has been, weather permitting, absolutely. We have to make sure that we're in good parameters, but definitely it's looking good for the fire to happen.
Brian, I know that we've had a couple of pop-up wildfires in the last week and haven't exactly established the causes of some of those. And we're coming into fire season. Isn't that right?
Yes, ma'am. Our fire season usually starts most of the times we can start looking at wildfires about February the 14th, and then they run right on through March, April, and May. Everyone will remember last year we had many wildfires in the spring, but then summer we continued on with two large fires, one in Pender County and one in Bladen County.
And what contributes to that?
Last year, the biggest contributor was lightning. We were so dry, and we still are dry, in comparison to previous years, that lightning strikes have been a big problem for us. Another major cause of wildfires a lot of times is debris burning. And so we always asked everybody this time of year, especially with the March winds, everybody knows with the cold fronts that come through, debris burning gives us a lot of problems because of the fires escaping and people not maintaining a good watch.
What are some things that people who are burning debris should be mindful of?
The biggest thing is just to make sure you stay with the fire until it's completely out. That's where I see the number one problem is someone goes and burns a pile of trash and then goes in or forgets about it. And one small ember that's still alive, you know, gets out, and that's what causes a lot of problems.
Some of the fire officials were speculating that some of these wildfires in Leland and also outside of Southport earlier in the week had come from a spark from a vehicle?
We do have catalytic converter fires where a vehicle pulls off the side of the road, the catalytic converter catches fire and starts wildfires. We've had people just dragging a chain behind their vehicle, carrying a trailer and didn't even know it, and the sparks caused wildfires. And a lot of that contributes to our lower relative humidity days and then the high winds too, and that really causes us problems.
So it must also be incredibly dry for something like that to spark a wildfire?
Yes, ma'am, and it is dry. We did get a pretty heavy rain in first of March, and that helped us out a whole lot. But, we're still very dry considering our dry year from last year, and everything just compounds each year. So,
Angie, let's talk about some of the reasons for controlled burns and why there is this protocol in place. I know that it's beneficial to certain elements of our very special ecosystem here. Can you talk about what some of those are?
Well, our ecosystem is very special here. We're one of the most biologically diverse places east of the Mississippi, and everything has evolved with wildfire. So we're trying to mimic that by doing controlled burns. It helps not only the plants, but also the animals. We have things here that are only here, Venus flytrap being one of them. We have 5 different types of carnivorous plants. We have 13 different types of orchids, red-cockaded woodpeckers, lots of birds, all kinds of mammals feed on the plants that come from the fires. That we have two pine trees that need fire to actually grow, the longleaf pine, and we also have a pond pine that the cone only opens up when it's burned. So we've definitely evolved through fire here, and that's our systems needed, or we'd lose those.
If you're just joining us, I'm talking with Angie Carl, who is a fire specialist from the Nature Conservancy, and Brian Council, district ranger with the North Carolina Forest Service. We're talking about the upcoming third annual Fire in the Lakes Festival in Boiling Spring Lakes. And Angie, controlled burns, the idea of that might be counterintuitive for some folks. You think if there's a fire in the forest, you're killing things. What happens to the wildlife? Are there casualties? But you're saying this actually protects species like the red-cockaded woodpecker.
Yeah, we might burn up a few insects, and every once in a while a snake or a frog. But overall, the species, the snakes, the frogs, the insects benefit from these fires. It provides food. It provides shelter. It provides the habitat that they need and require to survive.
Let's talk a little bit about the festival itself. I know you have some special things happening. It's taking place March 24th, which is a Saturday, from 11 a.m. till 3 p.m.?
Correct.
And where is it?
It's in Boiling Spring Lakes at the Community Center, right off of 87. Drive down 87 until you see the big flashing sign or a dancing smoky bear.
And who gets the honor of being the dancing smoking bear? Is that established yet?
The smoky bear, we can't divulge that.
Okay, top secret information.
Yes.
What's going to be happening at the festival?
Well, there's going to be a lot of stuff going on. It's going to be really good for kids. We have scavenger hunts where they can go around and get free prizes by learning about fire. We have face painting. You can make Venus flytrap puppets. We're going to make fire crowns. We've got Possum Creek coming out doing some bluegrass music. We have food trucks. Trolley Stop's going to be out there. The Umami truck and Miss Cheesy's going to be selling gourmet food. We'll have live animals. Bouncy castles, games, and then we're going to do a controlled burn on site, which is going to be exciting. With the North Carolina Forest Service is doing that, and we're also with some aerial support, so you'll get to see some of the aerial stuff going on too. And we're also going to have a new thing this year where we have fire dancers and jugglers doing a performance, and they're going to be performing all day, but we're going to have an actual performance at 2 o'clock. So they'll be out in the crowd juggling fire hula hoops. And that's a local group that actually goes international doing fire performances.
That sounds like a lot of fun. And you're also having a raffle.
Yeah, we're having a raffle. A two-wheeler dealer gave us a beach cruiser, which is exciting. We have a rain barrel from the Boiling Spring Lakes Garden Club. The Adventure Company in Southport is going to donate a two-hour kayak trip. And Walmart gave us a $25 gift card. So you can sign up for the raffle. And just have to go to the front gate and sign up for that.
Does it cost anything to attend the festival?
Nothing. We really want to get the word out about why we're doing fire and how to protect your home against wildfires. That's going to be another big thing to learn at the festival.
Can we talk about that just a little bit? Hit some of the highlights. What are things that people need to think about if, in fact, a wildfire springs up in their vicinity?
Well, what we really recommend is for people to think ahead before that happens. Like Angie mentioned, we're in a wildfire-prone area where we live, and it's an inevitable fact that, you know, with all the homes and structures being built now in the woods, because that's where people love to be, that they may be faced with wildfires. And so we try to encourage through our FireWise program for landowners to take that initiative before that happens, to where they go and clear 30 feet out around their home as far as removing. People love to stack firewood up right near the house so they can get to it, but it's really best for you to move it at least 30 feet away, because the embers from a wildfire, if it falls in that firewood, it's a fuel for the fire. Same way with even wooden decks, back porches, any place where pine needles can fall, and not if they're not cleaned up, that's a place for spark to land, or gutters. Shingled roofs. We really promote, you know, if you're building a new home, to use material that wouldn't be as prone to fires.
Lots of good information about how to protect your home in the event that you are faced with a wildfire in your vicinity. And you can get more of this kind of information along with participating in some really fun activities, it sounds like, at the Fire in the Lakes Festival 2012. It's the third annual Boiling Spring Lakes Controlled Burn Festival. Angie Carl with the Nature Conservancy and Brian Council with the North Carolina Forest Service, thanks so much for coming out today.
Thank you, Rachel.
Thank you.
And we hope to see you at the festival on Saturday, March 24th. Angie, is there a website for more information?
Yes, you can go to www.fireinthelakes.weebly.com. That's fireinthelakes.weebly.com. And you can also find us on Facebook.
On Facebook. Perfect. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you.
No, thank you.